The Brayta Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, you have gone by Elabam, you imply Shema Yikula Matreya, that you have to lay in Tarsus Kriya Shema in order. What does it mean? The Sudhim of the Matreya, you have to read every word in the Pasuk in the right order, you have to read all the Sukkim in the correct order. If you read the second Pasuk before the first Pasuk, you're not going to even to the end. What happens if you read the second Parsha before the first Parsha? The Rambam says that that's not the Akadiyah, because the Parshiyas are not one after the other in the Chumash, Shema V'Hayon Shemayim V'Yayimah, not one next to the other in the Chumash. That's not. The Chatzimah, the Mishnah says, why should you read first? Okay, the Mishnah says, on the last three lines in our Mishnah, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the second paragraph, we didn't even learn it yet. On Rabbi Shimon ben Korach, the last four lines in our Mishnah. Rambam Kodna Parsh Shema V'Hayon Shemayah, in order to Neshi Kablo L'Bom Al Shemayim Chila, why does the Hayyim Shemaya precede by Yoyner? Why? Because the Hayyim speaks of the Mezuzah, the Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah set aside by Yoyner, and by Yoyner is speaking about Tzitzit, and then I get by Yoyner, because it's a Mitzvah set aside by it's only by Yoyner, not by Yoyner. So that din that you have to say first Shema, then Hayyim Shemaya, then Yoyner, that's only the Rabbanan, that's not the Nasera. Or even if one should assume perhaps that it is not Torah, the Pashto says that it's not Torah, even if one should assume that it is not Torah. But there the Rambam writes that the Seder is not Miyaki. The Seder is only Miyaki in any day within one Parsha. It goes so far that there's a Shver Taz in the other day in Hilchas Mezuzah, where the Taz writes the din is that the Mezuzah has to be in order. You have to have Shema and Baal Yom Shemayim, and you have to write it Kisidron. Yeah, he writes as a special din of sin on the Zuzah after you read the Kishizma. That if you made a mistake in the middle, you can't correct it. You have to, unless it's in a few words, then you can erase up until that, and then write, every letter has to be written in order. And they say, there is no such requirement to Kishizma. Right, and say, because when you're talking about Allah, I'm sure it's impossible. If you made a mistake somewhere, you have to erase the whole Sefer Torah and then rewrite from there. It's impossible. Whatever the reason is. Yeah, there is by Sefer Torah, you don't require Kishizma Kishizma. But by Kishizma and Zuzah, it's a mechilta. The Gemara doesn't say it's a mechilta, but quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have ksiva kesidra. So what happens if he wrote first Bayoyim Shemaya and then Shema? Yeah, but the last, you wrote it in the right place, but you wrote first the bottom of the cloth, you wrote Bayoyim Shemaya, then you write Shema afterwards. What if you wrote one on top of the other? First you wrote Bayoyim Shemaya on top, then you wrote Shema on the bottom. So the cloth writes, and it is it. It's like it is. So the Taz wants to go so far with this Rambam, he quotes the Rambam over here that there's no problem of Shalaki Sidron. He says, the Nami and Zuzah? If you write Toyan Shemaya, you wrote it on the cloth before by you. Write Shema on the bottom, Toyan Shemaya on top, he says that that's kosher to the other. The Pashto says that that's kosher to the other. In the Shofarabu Yamaha, even the Vaisha, even the Kriya, that's what we assume, that Kisidra means that Maisa Aksida should be in order, the first letter first, and the second letter second, and the third letter third. Some are right and want to say Shat otherwise, that Kisidra only means that it should be written Kisidra. So what's the Kiddush? What do you mean? That the Torah doesn't make Kisidron and Torah Mezuzah does make Kisidron? What does that mean? That Torah also can't have the words written in the wrong letter. So they say, no, they say, the Torah, if you miss the word, if you miss the letter, you can always stick it in between the lines. The Gemara says, and in Torah Mezuzah, even though you can write it out of order, some are afraid, we don't talk like this, some are afraid, want to say you can write it out of order, but as long as the end product is that everything is written in order, but if you have a word written in between the lines, that's a lack of Kisidron. And if they said, the Torah, that would be good. It's the same thing the Gemara doesn't do. If you add it on words, if you left that word, the letters, in between the lines, that's good in the Sefer Torah. So someone would say that's the only chisoyon of Shalei Kisidron, that the final product, as he calls it, should be Kisidron and the Tzurim and the Zuzim. But we don't pass like that. We pass it, not only should the final product be Kisidron, the Maisak Siva, the writing, the Mamish Maisak Siva, has to be Kisidron. That's a different shayla. What if you have a Jew who has a printing press? He's got a print, Tzurim and the Zuzim, in such a way that all the races get printed Mamish Mavatsacha. Is that a lack of Kisidron or not? Does Kisidron require you should write the first letter first and the second letter second and the third letter third? Or it just means that you shouldn't write it out of order. You shouldn't write the third letter. Let's say it'll be Rishmo. I have a stem. And I put down the stem like this on a cloth, and the Vatsachas all the ideas get printed.
You write a Shem
at
one time, there's more than
you
write. Right.
Yeah. So he writes the Shem, so it's not Kisidron. The same question would be there. He writes the Shem on one second.
Right, there's a Shai ben Akhani, but he needs Kisidron by a Shem.
Yeah.
The Mishnah of Chacham, in the commentary on the Rambam, has a Chiddush. He claims that the Hebrew on Sefer Torah doesn't need even Kisidron, but the Shem is in the Sefer Torah. Shem Hashem, you gave up to Al-Azim Yur, the Elohim, Shaka and so on, all the Shemus Hashem need Ksiva Kisidron in a Sefer Torah. So that's what some Achrayim on the Rashash and others on the Harer, that Mishnah in Yuma speaks about somebody who knew how to write Yitzhe Rovke the Vasachas, so does not show that there's no need for Kisidron. Because if you wrote the Vasachas, should there be a lack of Kisidron? But that's what we're having as a Sufis. Maybe something called Ksiva Shalei Kisidron as a Sufis. You wrote the later letter before the earlier letter, but if you wrote everything in Vasachas, maybe that's not a tool of Shalei Kisidron, that's a shame.
But you just say you don't need the joy and the coolness?
You do, yeah.
So how are you going to do the stamp?
Yeah. Why not? The O, you use the O.
Yeah.
The O, you use
the O. But you need a coolness? You just
say it's a coolness.
Anything, I mean, anything.
A coolness. Doesn't it have to be metal either?
Yeah, it could be.
A coolness, is that it, right?
But it's
not
possible to put the stamp on exactly.
But you need to do it.
Okay, if that's a possibility, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If you have a set, if you have a machine, then it's about maybe by hand you can set them with a but machine.
You push a stamp out, me would not be, maybe out of order. Because it depends which side you push on.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first thing, that the Kriyat Shema has to be Dafke Kisidron. Reciting Kriyat Shema has to be Kisidron. If you read Lamatreya, you read out of order, you're not yet. And the Rambam has the Chiddush, Tayyat Adar Pasha, Rambam has the Chiddush. That Shaloi Kisidron or Lamachreya is not Yaitz, it's only within a pasuk or within a parasha. From one parasha to the other, there's no Chisarim of Kisidron. So you have Dvarim Ha'ilah. So the first rush is on the word Gohayu, Kahaliyat and Yehu. Then you have to learn Kisidron. The second rush is on the next word. So you have Dvarim Ha'ilah, Hadvarim Alev Avecho. Or you have Dvarim Shalechem Tzav Chayom Alev Avecho. What does it mean, Hadvarim Alev Avecho? Alev Avecho implies, Dvarim implies Diburim. That when you recite the Kriya Shema, you should be Alav Avecha, you should have Kabbonis Hadvarim. You should understand Kabbonis Tirush Hamidus when you recite Kriya Shema. Yoko, the Brisa says, they call a Parsha Tircha Kabbonis. Maybe one might think mistakenly that you have to have Kabbonis Tirush Hamidus throughout the whole first Parsha of Shema. Tamalema Hadvarim Ha'ela. You Hadvarim Ha'ela, Shandah Tamalema Ha'ela. Only Hadvarim Ha'ela. But says, Adkan Tircha Kabbonis. Only up until this point in the first Parsha, the Yi Kabbonis. And the Kandiyah and so Kabbalah, the very last letter. What says that? Rashi writes, Adkan. Rashi writes, Adal Babacha. What does it mean? Smaiz al-Sham Hashem Akhash. You have to say Hashem Akhash, B'chol Vakha, B'chol Akhash, B'chol Yadacha. The third part is, B'chol Abraham Shadach Adal Chayom, Al Libabacha. So Rashi says, the first three psukim, you have to know the Pirush Amir. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. The bottom Taisus on the first moment. And you know that I'll disagree with Rashi. No, things like this. The first two psukim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, the after Hashem Otecho, the whole Miyodecho, the first two psukim, and Taisha says, Ad B'chol Miyodecho, the first two psukim, Ni Kavon HaTirish HaMidah, Shnei Psukim, Eilu Medarvim, B'Yichud Hashem, Yavasa B'Yirah, the first psukim of the Iker, of everything. And then it says, V'Yu HaDvarim HaEilah, Shem Echim, V'Yu HaDvarim HaEilah, these two psukim that we just, that we see, when you recite them, Diburim Ha'ela, Advarim Ha'Diburim Ha'ela, you should have Kavanah Tirush Hamidus. So the third pasuk is telling you how you should have recited the first two psukim. But it doesn't mean that the third pasuk should also have Kavanah Tirush Hamidus. It doesn't matter if I'm not going to talk to you, I get shot anyway. So it doesn't matter what it is. Aloha Maitre, the Gemara is going to say another day. We only talk to the part of the Grecians. Only Shema Yisrael. Yes. Doesn't really say Yeros. You're right. Yeros Hashem doesn't say anything. But it says, B'chol Nafshecha, Filo Maitre Lech Hashecha. Some of that's, that's real Yeros Hashem.
What's my book? Sorry, that's not speaking with it.
The third part. Well, you have brought in ha'ele these two sukim, or like Rashi says, these sukim, the two with the third, the first three sukim. So why does it say Hashem Anochi Nitzadecho? It should say Hashem Tzidishicho. Yeah, the way Taisus learns it comes out, Taisus learns that Amin Aleph, that the third pasuk is telling you how you should be sighted. Rav Leizer learns that the third pasuk is telling you how to be sighted the first two sukim. So let us say, how are you? Hadvarim Ha'el Asher Tzidishicho. These Diburim, which I have told you, Adai, the pasuk, the pasuk day, should be recited. So why does it say, Hashem Nechim Mitzadrecho, which I'm about to continue to tell you? Elo doesn't mean that. Mikanat Alon, Shukal Parashikul Tzidich Kavona. So Rabbi Akiva insists, so you had Varim Ha'el that tells you before and on after. The whole Parashah Rishayna requires Kriya with Kavona Tzidich Hamilus. You have to understand what it's saying. Mikanat Alon, for the word Mitzadrecho, as opposed to Tzidishicho, we derive Shekol HaParashikula, the first Parashat Tzidich HaKabon. Can we pass in the Machlech of Leiter and Akiva? So the Gemara says, Om Rabba Lavochan, Om Rabba. Yechon Halacha to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Halacha to Rabbi Akiva Mechadela. Whenever there's Machlech of Akiva, the other Tanoim, so we always pass in the Rabbi Akiva. Ikan and Masni Loha Hadi Tanya. There's another version that has the Rabba Lavochan and Kodra Yechon in connection with a different price, a different Tzidich. Aho Hadi Tanya. Connection with the following Tzidich. The Kodesh Hashma. So if you have a sleep, when you recite the Yishmael, that Kavonas, Toshib Shat, the Yishmael. Have a sleep, Kavonas, the Yishmael. You have to pay attention and know what you're saying. Abach of the Shuv Rabbi Yudah in there, Abach is Mako, Tenish Kivili, the Teres Rishon, Shuv and itself, it's not necessary to have Kavonas, the Yishmael. In the second Parsha, Boyan Shemaya, it's sufficient in the Parsha Yishayna, that's the page of the Kiva said in the first Parsha. So whereas the first version had it, that Rabbi Baba Chana says in the name of Yehan, Allah, where are Kiva? Now it's quoted as saying, Halacha Kira Bach Hashem HaMishma Yudah. You can do the same thing. The same thing, but it's a different sound. It's saying the same thing as it was. Also, Parsha, before he said Parsha Kula. And now it says Berevishim, the same thing. The same thing, except that it's a different bright and a different sound, but the same thing. Amar Abba Lohan Rav Yechon Halacha Kira Bach Hashem HaMishma Yudah. Dan Yirach, we have another bright commenting on the same Inyan Zohoyu. We dash in the same thing before. Shema Yikro Lamafreya. You have to learn Kriya Shema in order. Hakar Lamafreya is not yet. This din Hakar Lamafreya lo yot grad it here in Kriya Shema, and then the Gemara has it to Mishnah Megillah. Hakar Lamafreya in the second time says you need the Megillah Lamafreya lo yot. So why does it only say by Megillah? The Mishnah Megillah is listing up things dinim that are special, that are unique. Beruchah Kriya Shema Megillah. Hakar Lamafreya din is Tarish Bechsav. Kriya Tatera, Kriya Tatera, Kriya Shema. Mikra Bikurim, any time you have to learn something from Tanakh, it has to be in order, it's a chart of order, take this, we'll call it the Dhamma Pasha. What does the Mishnah single out? Dafkin Krishna, the Braitha, and Dafkin the Gila. So the Tanakh is pointed out there in, I remember when we learned the Rechaim in the Rosh Shir, so there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch that says, let's say the Valtari Leila on Shabbos morning Parashat Pashavua, and he, by mistake, he left out a Pasha in the middle. A funny case, actually, he left out a Pasha, he left out a word in the middle. And they didn't realize it, or they did realize it, they couldn't get him to stop, they corrected it, when they finished the whole prayer, they said, Kavit Yidam Musa, and then Balbat tells the rabbi, whatever, he left out a word in the middle of the night, So what do you do? So it says, if it would be Shein Vacham Ishi, it would be Monday or Thursday, Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. There was no need to get to lane all of that. So Allah Raja says you have to get three aliyahs, and every aliyah has to have a minimum of three sukkim, and you have to have a minimum sach hakol of 10 sukkim. They have to have two aliyahs, have to have three sukkim, one aliyah has to have 12 sukkim. The sach hakol 10 sukkim inside, because even if you left out a word, you left out a person. But if in the end it turns out that you're laying 10 sukkim correctly, even if you ruined one of the sukkim, it's okay for you. But what happens on Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning is supposed to lay all the sedges. You left out one word, so you weren't here to say sedges in the Nechab. You have to take out a sedger again as a musuf and gather together a minion. And you have to lay one aliyah. One aliyah has to be a minimum of three sukkim. You said bracha before, bracha after. And you're laying that pasuk that he left out of it. He left out the word with another two sukkim and five again. You sit back to sedger and finish. So then when we read that in Shulchan Aruch, so they wrote, there, Chilek when, how can it be a Sakha Mahmeya? He left that one pasuk in the middle of the Rishi, in the middle of Chanishi, so you're going to lay later on that one pasuk. Totally out of order, the rest of the Seder was in order, and this one pasuk was out of order. So before, years later, they printed the Masham Te'oris on Shulchan Aruch. They have it now, it's available, Das Seder. So they have it in the name of the Masham that he said, he didn't understand, how can the Shulchan Aruch say, you do like that? So we looked at Taisa Shavit has in the Mishnah on Megillah. So it says, HaKarla Matreya Lo Yosso. And the Mishnah writes that this is a special Megillah Dikidin. Only Adin HaPurim, a Megillah Dikidin. And this is all of even their Megillah. HaKarla Yoyimid V'yoshet, Mashani Kem Batayra. By Kriyas HaTayra, the Valkari must stand. And by Kriyas HaMegillah, it says you can lay the Megillah the Yeshiva. And all the things that are listed off in Mishnah are special to Kriyas HaMegillah, unlike Kriyas HaTayra. So what this then occurred in Machreya, especially the Chazin and Kala Tarku, it's not has to be Kishvidra. Otherwise the Shalek Yechzabai. So he says no. Says it's written in this Mishnah you see, that if you like Kriya Satara out of order, you're Yaisen. Let's say they come to Shul and they call up the Kayin and they give him Shlishi. Then they call up the Lady and they give him Shishi. Then they call up Shlishi and they give him the first aliyah. Then they call up the Rivi and they give him the sixth aliyah. Right, the seventh aliyah. They're laying everything out of order. If they laying it so much out of order that they distorted the whole story. That's how they left the emotion. In Kriya Satara, we're learning that in Kriya Satara, Shalot Yisitra is good. So what's going to be, he gave a motion, what's going to be, he's going to be Pasha Sinchos. And you're going to start laying. Uzochadish Arisha and the Hamisha Atayam Lachadish. And he starts laying the Kabbalah to Rosh Hashanah. Then he's going to get to Rosh Hashanah, he's going to lay the Kabbalah from Pesach. Then he's going to come to Shul, he's going to lay the Korban Pesach. Then he's going to come, he's going to bring all the wrong Kabbalahs on the wrong day. He says, how can it be that Kriya Shalek Yechzor, 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 Kriya
Shalek
Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek Yechzor, Kriya Shalek. You change the whole process of the story to the Sahadan over the but after he didn't change the story. Everything stayed the same. Yeah. It stayed the same and it turned out that Yankiv won against the Malach. Not that the Malach won against Yankiv. The end of the story stayed the same. The story, everything stayed the same. Just that he read it in the wrong order. That's the shot. So the says Adilab said the Mishnah Megillah's Mashma Beferish. That it's only a din in Krishna, you have a gzeres hakosh of a holy body of you, and it's a special din in the Gila, the Gemara Darshan, from the Pasuk in the Sakeh, there is no such din in Kriya Tatari. There is no such din. Kriya Tatari may be Shalek is doing exactly what it says in the Machal, that there's nothing wrong. That's why one needs a special drush here, it's not a universal din in all Kriyas from Tanakh.
So the Rishi,
yes, he said the Baruch Hu prayed on the first day, and you read what he did on the third day. The body, he's Mishara the whole people. Murray says if part of the Megillah is missing in the text, but the Balkari reads it out there. So as long as the majority, as long as the robe of the words of the Megillah are written, he can recite the rest out there. Yeah, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if the beginning is missing or the end is missing, and one opinion is if the Yom Yeshalom is missing, so then it's no good.
Yeah.
But we constantly have to hear the whole Megillah. You have to hear the different opinion, all the time. So we constantly have to hear the whole Megillah in order. Shichsang has to hear the whole Megillah in order. And the parts that are missing, you can say it up there, up until the right. So you can say the third, everything has to be written. The third, everything has to be written. You don't have to read in order. You can read it out as long as you don't change it. So again, this bracket begins with the same thing. The Hayu Shalitza L'Makreya. You have to remain in order. Why are you going to start Kayom Alubavecha, but say Salubavecha, that you need Kabbalah Tirish Amir. And how much needs Kabbalah Tirish Amir? You need only the first Pasuk, the first Tutsuk, and the first Vistuk, and the first Parsha, and the first Tutsuk, how much needs? So the Brayta continues. Your Bizutra Omer, Adkam, it says Kabbalah. The first Parsha needs Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, the second Parsha, that's how the Gemara is going to say in a few lines. Adkan and Kandiyah goes on the first parsha versus the second parsha. And Kandiyah is the second parsha. Well, then Shemaya is mitzvah kriya. The Gemara is going to explain what it means. That the first parsha needs kriya with kavana, and the second parsha, well, then Shemaya, all you need is kriya, you don't need kavana. So that's the same as Rabbi Akiva and the same as Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi and Bishim Rabbi Yudah, you need kavana, kavana sinu shemir, so the first parsha is shemir, for the third parsha. That's Rabbi Zutra holds like that. Rabbi Yoshi holds like that. Adkan mitzvah kriya mikan v'yelach mitzvah kavana. In the first parsha you have to recite it. Mikan v'yelach v'yoyim shema, you don't even have to recite it. You say here what you did with them. In the second parsha there's no need to recite it. You read it with your view. Straight to Gemara. That's the end of the verse. So the Gemara asks, how do you understand that? My son mikan v'yelach mitzvah kriya. Why does the first Tana hold? That's the second parsha v'yoyim shema requires kriya. So the Gemara thought, that Rebbe Zutra, the Tana of the Brayta, says, Adkan mitzvah kavana, the first parsha Shema, all you need is kavana. All you have to do is look in the Shvira and be Mahara, the Yinyan, and you don't have to recite it with your lips. Here it can be the Dhamma. Second parsha, the Kavana, yeah, but this is clear. The second parsha, you have to recite it with your lips and pronounce all the words. The Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. Everything should be based on Sukkim. The Sukkim appear identically in Shema and Volya and Shoya. It says the Divarth of Bom, and it says Wazab of Bom, and it says Alababach, and it says Alababachim. So the Dibarik on the Dabbabam is the same thing, you need Kriya, and here Allah Ki Dibadam, you need Dibur, you have to pronounce it with the lips, and all of them, and all of us, and the same thing, you need Kabbalah Tzir Shamir, how do you divide it? That's the more discussion. Nice, then it comes here, let's mention this, Kriya happened the first time, I require that you have to recite the second part, she just sit with Dabbabam, because Vali Anishma says the word with Dabbabam, Dibur, he will ask you Dibadam, and I'm in the first part, you're considered Dibarik Dabbam. You say, you need Dibur in the first part, and the Lord says, yeah, yeah, that's what it means. Not to come, Adkan, this time coming is like you. In the first parsha, Shema, Adkan, this is Kavana Ukriya. You have to have Kriya with Kavana Sir Shamir. And in the second parsha, it's enough Kriya below Kavana. Shut, okay. Then the Gemara wants to know, why does the other Tana distinguish it in a different direction? What does the second Tana say, Rabbi Yoshi or Imer? Rabbi Yoshi says, Adkan, this is Kriya. The first parsha that did is, you need Amira, you have to pronounce it. Kam Yelech, this is Kavana. The what? Yeah, what is part of the meat kavana? Why do you? Why is part of the meat kavana? What is part of the meat kavana? No, why? What is part of the meat kavana? Yeah. On the first time. How does Rabbi Zutra distinguish between the first parsha and the second parsha? What the first parsha needs? Kavanah Tirisham Eloi. My son, Kamis is Kavanah Ukri. This is Alava Becha, the Dibart of since both expressions, Hasam Nani, the second parsha of Ksiz, Alava Chem Adab of it's exactly the same. You should need Kriya with Kavanah Tirisham Eloi. And think more name, in the second parsha, when it says Al Levachem, it doesn't mean that when you recite Kriya Shema, you should have your mind, your heart, working along with your lips to be Mechazim Tirei Shamilus, but rather, Ahum Lepoyle Lekid Rebbe Yitzko. That tells me a different din legamri, has nothing to do with Kavanah Tirei Shamilus. So Omar, he interprets, B'samtem is Vorei Eile. Al Levachem, what does it mean? Tzricha Shetei Simo Kineged Haleif. Rashi says, it goes on Hanok HaTzvim Sholyad. That the tefillah has to be on that part of the arm that's near the heart. Both face near the heart. So the Mishonim has to. What does it mean, the left thing? Oh, you mean, no. The Gemara never says no. The Gemara discusses in Menachem, how do you know it's supposed to be on the left arm as opposed to the right arm? So that's not because the heart is leading to the left side of the body. What if the person? Yeah, the Gemara is different. What happens if the person's heart is, an abnormal body's heart is in the right side? So it still doesn't change anything. It doesn't change, I'm going to talk about that. It doesn't change anything. It still puts the score on the left arm. It's based on other drugs. No, this is a different one. How high up on the arm?
How high up?
when you put filling on a hand, you put it over here, you put it over here, you really put it on the top. But that's your,
yeah.
Well, tells you which part of the arm. Doesn't tell which arm, that's the difference in. Which on the right arm, the left arm, that's the difference in giving up.
Yes.
But at least how high. And you know that there's a machloike. Some Rishonim say that you put the tefillin shel yad over here. Yes. Below the elbow, right below the elbow. We don't talk like that. We talk on the over here. On the lower half of the muscle. It says in the rabbi, you should divide it in the essence. You should put it on the lower half, not the upper half. But that's cool, can I get a leg? How high or low on the arm should it be? I'll go for some yad, can I get a leg? I'll kibur it as draw. Kibur it is the muscle. And the muscle that's the truth. So that's how the Gemara explains that the expression in the second part of the Gemara that says something with Gora Eva, how, with Atchem, he's first putting on Tzimu Shoyan in the right part of the arm. Shouldn't put it too high up and shouldn't put it too low down. Should be Dafkin. The muscle stuff works. So that's how the Gemara explains the first time. Rabbi Zutra. Then the Gemara wants to understand the second time of Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says, Atchemis is Kriya, only Shema do you have to recite. You can be Erech, you say here, you be Buzam, you don't have to recite it. If you just look at the word, you will say Yoshi to the end. Even though there was no Kriya Tapash. Don't be Gemara Mamar, it says in the Dreiser of Yoshi, or in there, Atchemis is Kriya, the first part you have to pronounce the word. You can be Erech, the second part, if you know, this is Kavon, if you look at the word, and you have in the Pinnish Amilos, no, you're not pronouncing them with Gilles. Right, when it comes here, this is Kavoneh. What he said, that it's sufficient for the second part, she was Kavoneh, Mishin Lechsev, Al-Rachem, 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 so thinking about it, and you know, the Haram in the first part, it also says Lechsev, Al-Rachem. So the Gemara says, no, the Pshat is like this, and it's done. Hachikam, Askan, in the first part, you need both. You need Alav Avrecha and you need Ladapa both. You have to pronounce it with your lips. You say, here, Alav Kediba Dami. And you have to have both. It's Kavanah, Sirish Amilu. So that's the meaning of Alav Avrecha. Alav Avrecha doesn't mean you're here, Kediba Dami. It means you need Kavanah, Sirish Amilu. It's no Safal in addition to the pronunciation of the word. So he comments on the word. That's what it means. Atkan, this is Kriya Rikavanah. In the first part, you have to pronounce the word. And the Mechavan, the Sirish Amilu. So when we come the Elah, and the second part, Shavayam Shemaya, is enough Kavanah below Kriya. Thank God, but that itself doesn't, that's what he meant. That's what the Tanah meant. Thank God, but it still doesn't make any sense. The same two expressions. The Zabar Bam, Alev Avecha, that appear in the first parish, appear in the second parish, and it's plural. The Nibartam Bam, and it says Alev Avchem. My job, now this is Kriya. The Kavanah, how do you know in the first parish you need both? Because you have the two Tzuk, and the Tzav Alev Avecha, and the Nibartam Bam. Some Nam in the second parish also. Haksir Alev Avchem, the Zabar Bam. So it doesn't mean the combination of Kriya, pronouncing the word, plus Kavanah, Spirit, Amira. And for the Gemara, name, Ahu, in the second parasha, when it says, Ladabra Bam, Shinanta Molanecha, Ladabra Bam, Ahu Vidibre Terra Vodichzi, it doesn't go on Kriya Shema at all. Rachikam Rachmana. Agmiru, the term means like this. Term means to say, Agmiru, the Nigel Terra. You should teach the children Torah that they should be able to Dabra Bom. They should be able to let them learn it. But the word the Dabra Bom doesn't refer back, doesn't relate back to Kriya Shema. What do you mean, Lashon Kodesh? The Gemara said they should teach the children Lashon Kodesh. That's another thing. That's the Chelik of Talmud Torah. Part of learning Torah is to learn Mishnayos, and to learn Halachas, to learn Agadot, to learn Zayar, to learn Kabbalah, and to learn Hebrew also. To learn Lashon
Kodesh.
An example. Right. And this doesn't take another. So he does Mitzvah Kalas Rakamura, but the Rambam gives an example of a Mitzvah Kalas Rakamura after learning Lashon Kodesh.
That you can't learn another language.
No, that's another shayla. That was the most likely to be asked, please. Whether you're to the Chalvash, and we're talking yes. Like we're talking, we're talking yes in translation.
But couldn't we learn that the essence of the whole Shema, that we have to declare and learn continuously, was not all the other mitzvahs, which cannot be 31 then. The Shema, 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 the
Yes.
Okay. And all the rest is only explanatory to the declaration. You never going to go. The rest of the kavana you need and the shmaya. But the declaration, all the rest of
yeah, that's how we started. Yeah, that's how we. That's later. Later, the gemara is going to come to. That's the matkana. We talked and all you need kavana to shamil. This is the first one. But we could have well understood that you would require for both parshiyos.
Yeah.
Kavana to shmaya is nishim. Tell us you require on both and the kavana to
shmaya. Basically, the whole shmaya is the declaration.
Everything that's contained in the later parshas is certainly contained in the earlier parshas. The earlier parshas have more. So what exactly did the Gemara say here? 1 minute. What did the Gemara answer? According to the second Tana, who's the second Tana of Yeshua? Odd Tana's is clear. You only have to pronounce with your lips the first parsha. And the second parsha, you say, here it could be Vidobi. I but it says Vidabirbom. The Gemara says that word Vidabirbom means something else. How does it say? You should teach your children further so that they should always be able to learn and learn it. But it doesn't refer to Kriya Shema at all. But that's what some Rishonim say. Since the Gemara comes to the conclusion, so the only thing that's their right is Parsha Rishonim. Kriya Shema their right only consists of the first Parsha and the last Parsha because of the Zechirat Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But the second Parsha of Yom Shema is Bechlal not their right. So where do you come off to say that you have to recite the thing? How do you know you have to say the first Parsha? How do you know you have to say Kriya Shema? They're both going to say Kriya Shema. So it says, "V'dipart upon b'shach l'chol tzemach." That's the part. That's the. Then you have to learn this parsha. But how do you know you have to say the second parsha? So we usually say the first. It says, "V'dipart upon b'shach l'chol tzemach." And that anymore says, "No, who did the Torah this is?" That just goes. Also, that's an addition to it. But the pshut b'shach l'chol tzemach. It refers to the Dibar Tabam, Vishinant of Lavanecha that goes on the Vitera. Although the Dibar Tabam goes on Kriya Shema.
I don't know that this, but this more of a list of scripture that maybe for you to go through them and don't have an additional one.
There's a Machlokes later. What if a person is Sufik for I'm not going to follow him now. A person has a Sufik when he recited Kriya Shema. The Amar argues the Sufik are Kriya Shema Sufik. Like Korah, hey, no, go to the Kairi. Why? Because Kriya Shema love their right. The Gemara says, I must have been to it says, B'shach l'chol tzemach. How can you say Krishna is only the Rabbana? So he says, who would you say Tzemach HaDechsin? So what does it mean? The person is mistupid whether he says Shema. Let's say Dam in an early minion. He Dam, the Samatam Dam before Tzei Tzakachot. But the Otsu got Krishna then, and he didn't, and And then he came home and he ate his meal Friday night, and his mom said when he's going Gemara all night. Now he doesn't remember whether he said over the three parashiyas or not. So the first one on the says, yes, they're all going to Kriya Shema as well, they're right. So something called Kriya Shema, something was talking about, why don't you have to say Kriya Shema, something called something called Korah, so you don't have to say over. I believe it says, Ladab and Bom, Dibar and Bom. Who would you tell you what it is? The guy was learning for the last 3-4 hours, 5 hours. So Zichay was here to tell me, Tayyidah, the Pasuk only means you should learn. The Pasuk doesn't necessarily mean you have to recite a specific parsh. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we don't pass like that. We pass him like the next mandama. Rablazer disagrees with the first mandama Rabbi Yehuda. He passed with the Kari Kriya Shema, Sadek Vai Kari Kari to the Kari Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema is their right. So that's the shot of how much of Kriya Shema is their right. So the Pashup shot in our Gemara is that our Gemara is saying within the Tana that Yoshia, that only the first parsha is their right, because Vishinatam Lavanecha, the Dibar Tavam goes on Krishna. The part of bomb goes on Kriya Shema. But in the second parasha, when it says, when the Marat of Moshe was then with Dabba bomb, that's only the Divya Tavar Hudus. It doesn't go on Kriya Shema at all. So the only reciting of the second parasha is Lavde right. Those Achreinim is the discussion. The Pichodish has all the Rishishas. Those Achreinim and Rishadim who insist, no, that the both parashas are their right. So how do they... So what do they do with this Gemara? So they learn...
They have to have a question. Come to you in the second part of the book.
Yes, so the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara is that it's only Midi Rabbanan. So if it would have been Deraisa, then you would say here a lot to Ibadan, because it says that David Bum, the Parsifal. So the second Pasha is Lav Deraisa Bechlau. If it would have been Deraisa, it would have been based on the Pasha with David Bum. The Dabba Bum means Zebra here a lot to Ibadan. But since it's only Derabbana, it's not Deraisa, because the Dabba Bum goes on. Yes. That's the Shaila. How much of the Gemara here is a Derosh and how much is an Asmachta? That's the Shaila. The Mishnah writes it as if all three are derived. Shema Ba'ayan, Shema Ba'ayan, and Allah is in Marsi, and between, Allah is in Sayyid Kalif, and Allah is in Yeah, that's the Shaila. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that all three parashis are derived. The different sheet is, the Ramban holds only for completion is derived, Sami Shalom holds that the first parashi is derived, some hold that the first two parshas are their right, and the Rama holds that the third parsha is their right also, and the Chelek of Kriyashma. Both we are the right, the Chelek of Kriyashma. We spoke about the different sheets here. So this Gemara again, just to say, and this Gemara you can learn two ways. And the Gemara of Rama says, who could you be telling from the Chsir? Bach Kamach Marach, Mir B'nai Chatash, Yehech to make with the Bahu. Does it mean that only the first parsha is Kriyashma their right? So in the first parsha when it says, the Bibar Zabam, Shach B'chav Kamecha, you have to recite this parsha. And the second parsha when it says the Daber Bav, which is the Shabbat Hokamecha, goes on learning, doesn't go at all on mitzvah to recite this parsha. So why didn't you recite it at all? No, Midi Rabbanan. So some Midi Rabbanan, and therefore you say here it's Yidi B'dam. It's what is the Gemara Medayik? Al-Vachem. Al-Vachem means that it's enough with hearer, but you have to say that that part is only an Asmach. Taisus is straight though, it gets tough with this. Taisus points out a lot of times on these two Kintak, the beginning of the second parrot, correct is that the Krishna is their eyes, the Krishna is love their eyes. What do you do with all these drushes? What does he do? What does he do? It sounds like such a rigorous sugya. If everything is only Rabbana, whether you're to the Choloshin, whether the Mashreya, whether Kavana, all these, everything is all that smacked at this. Sometimes it sounds like it's a real bona fide drusha, and sometimes it's not so buha. Whereas in Gemara, if you learn like this, we show him that the second parsha is the Cholal of their eyes, and that's why when the Chacham won the second, they won the second after the mitzvah kriya. So they said it's enough, but here it's Yidiba Domi over here. So then what do you need a drasha of Allah Vatsem? So that part is only Asma. And other Rishonim insist that no, the Rambam, and other Rishonim insist that no, the second parsha is also their right. Just the word Lezabra Bom in the second parsha that sounds like Yidiba. No, that's just the word B'shach B'chav Kamecha. The Limadat Emotam B'shach B'chav Kamecha means Kriyashma. But the word Lezabra Bom, that doesn't go on Kriyashma. So there's no word Dibur in connection with the second parsha. In the first parsha it says B'shach B'chav Kamecha needs to be possible. You hear about the Dibur. The second parsha it says the Limadatam B'shach B'chav Kamecha. And the Limadatam could be the Machshava also. And the Lezabra Bom means a different thing. You should learn it so that you'll always talk and learn it.
Do we have another example of the Kedibah, the Hero, or the Kedibah? That's another question. It's a question. Yeah, the Gemara has later, Machlekes Amar, but the Hero Kedibah Dhamma. We found the Hero not Kedibah Dhamma. Can you say this? This is the exception.
No.
I mean, this should imply that it's only the Rabbana.
Should only be in that man.
So,
I think you should be here. I mean, you should be here. I think you should be here.
You have to say another parsha in addition to it. Maybe creation here to the chiva of Talmud Torah. There are other tzukim. The Gemara has how many other tzukim achulish that the mitzvah Talmud Torah that indicate, like the pasuk says in Yeshua, about Yisrael Yom Avodah, that it's all day and all night. Whenever a person has a free minute, he needs to learn. And if he doesn't have any free time, never he has to work hard for parnasa. Because he has a big family, he doesn't get paid so much. So then, how can you say he has to learn everything? He doesn't have 1 3-minute. But then he has to steal time from his busy schedule to make such a 3 minute, a little bit by yom, a little bit by laila. That's the bare minimum, that he has to learn a little bit Torah by yom, a little bit Torah by laila. But if he has more free time at his end, he needs to learn every 3 minute than he has. That's the understanding of the Hadith about Yom Ravad. So you can't say that the Nisra Tantar is only a little bit B'Shach a little bit of a Kunech. If you said the Nisra Kriyashma is just to recite B'Shach B'Chol Kunech, the Tantar means all day long, based on the other stuk.
You mentioned
now, right, that's what we discussed in the beginning of the Sikhsa, that the Gemara seems to say that the purpose of Kriyashma Ramita is only to change the way the Mazik is. But that has nothing to do with the Nisra Kriyashma. That's enough the first time.
Yes.
But that purpose is only for the purpose of Shmirim and Amazikim, so that's accomplished with the first part.
But I couldn't say that very far, like I've scored the bottom of learning, but the addition is that over, if you don't fulfill the first part on the Shema, on the that is on the record, if you don't do this, it will happen, it's only the part of
Tarabani out of Brighton, the first white line on the dab. Tarabani Shmaizal Shem Keshem Echad, the prosecution. Atam Sikha Kabana Saleh, Dibri Red Nail. You only have to have Kabana Tiru Shamilis on the first posse. Oh, this is the Reni and the Shita. So the Gemara says, Oh, my Rabbi, Halacha Kirodi Mei. Rabbi says, we pass. Before we have Rabbi Bokhan, says his name Rabbi Echeron, he needs Kabana Tiru Shamilis on the whole pair of Grishan. And Rabbi who came way later, Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoroi, and Rabbi Bochana was his Talmud. Rabbi came way later, so Rabbi says, Halacha Kirat Meir, so that's what Tosfos says, Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi, Me'abai B'Rabbi V'Yelach. Nigmar says, Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi. Whenever there's a Machlokes earlier part and the later part came, so we always accept the opinion of the later part came on the assumption that they must have taken into consideration everything that came previously, and after weighing and measuring everything, they came to this conclusion. But that's only, of course, first of all, the Abai Rabba of the Eilech. Before the days of Abai Rabba, we say just to be birth. And Allah Kitamid Bamakam Rabbi, that whatever an earlier person argues of a later person is passed by directly, the older one, not the younger one. And secondly, it only applies if the people of the later generation were aware of all the things that the people in the earlier generation have to say. Let's say the Beis Yosef has a stock in the Shulchan Aruch, and now we discover Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Rishayim that he was unaware of. So then the Mishnah Berurah always quotes from that writing, but you don't say Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi if the person from the later generation wasn't even aware that the issue was discussed and debated and already voted in a previous generation. He never heard it, and he talks with Fakir. So you don't say Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi. If the Beis Yosef or whatever, the Shach and the Taz and the Shach, whatever, if they were aware of everything that was discussed, and they took everything into consideration, and after thinking it all over, they gave a Pesach that differed from the earlier Pesach, so then we say Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi. Anyway, but over here, they're all Tanaim. They're all the different sheep. No, Rabbi Yechanan says, I pass him like Rabbi Yoshio, like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi says, I pass him like Rabbi Meir. He says that the Machlokes being Rabbi, and Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi is way later, so he says, Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi, Me'abai V'Rabbi V'Yevach. That's what the Goyim had it on, Me'abai V'Rabbi. Moshe says, Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi. And the reason that's given is because they took into consideration everything and they gave it to us. But the shail is from what point on, because it's in contradiction to the other kalal of Ein Halacha Ketalmid from Malkam Rabbi. So the Goyim Mad on what the Tosfos says. Hilchos HaKibat Zeroi, Me'abai V'Rabbi V'Yevach. So this is Rabbi. The Kasim like Rabbi. That's the Pesach in Shulchan
Aruch. Please and please, it was indicated that Kavona and the amount of Kriya go together. If you have the whole parsha, then you need Kavona by the whole parsha. Here the Rambam is still giving the Kriya of the whole three parshas, but the Kavona passage says you only need the first
prosecution.
Yeah.
Well, before also the Gemara didn't...
We had it, according to Rabbi Yoshi...
Rabbi Yechanan passed like Rabbi Akiva. Also, you need Kriya on the first two parshas, but Kavona only on the first parsha.
On the first portion.
And the Rashi, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Akiva, you need Kriya on the first two parshas, but Kavona is enough on the first parsha. The second, the later Tana. The later Tana, Rav Yeshia holds Fakir. On the second parasha, you don't need Kriya, it's enough Kavona. That's a new Shita. That's a new Shita. But the first Tana that we had originally, Rabbi Akiva, is along the same lines as Rav Meir. Except Rav Meir says all you need is Kavona on the first Pasuk. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to recite the first two parashas, and you only need Kavona on the first parasha. I guess they were more serious in weighing and measuring the authority in the earlier generations. They were working out the halachas. They weren't so interested in taking into consideration what everybody before them had to say. They were interested in giving their opinion. And then from the times of Rabbi Baruch the years, they became more encyclopedic. They became more interested in becoming more comprehensive and taking into consideration what everybody has to say. Like today, when people print articles today, so they give you all the cross references to everybody. I mean, does he read it that day? We usually assume like that, that there's a Yeridus up there. In the later generations, they usually know how to learn less than the earlier generations. Usually not. Not necessarily. We spoke, I think, last week, the halacha that you require a bezin gomer b'chachma of the minyan to reverse an enactment of an earlier bezin is only to reverse the takana de rabbana. If an earlier bezin instituted a takana, a later bezin decides they don't like the takana, they want to repeal it. They can repeal it, takana de rabbanon, and then you have a levatel, then you have a levatel, takana de rabbanon. Everybody's masking on the material that doesn't exist, and everybody agrees that historically the earlier bezin made a takana. And the later bezin says to the consultants, we want to abolish that takana. So then the halacha requires, the protocol requires, you have to have a bezin, gomer b'chachmin, to repeal that takana. What if no one made any takana? The earlier bezin darshan the pasuk and they say that that's what the pasuk tells you, A, B, C. The later bezin says they darshan wrong. The pasuk says X, Y, Z, and comes from a different thing. But the Chacham Sofer says, he went through the sugya based on the Gemara, the Tosafot in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch begin is A, B, C. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says he got it all wrong. Chacham Sofer read it wrong, that based on the Gemara, the Rambam and the Tosafot should come out X, Y, Z. And Rav Moshe writes, I don't have to be greater b'chachma and minyan. I don't have to claim that I'm greater b'chachma and minyan than a Chacham Sofer. Rav Moshe was attacked by a certain rabbi from Queens and a whole sefer. So he said, I was not shaken. He writes, he thinks that he's greater than the Chacham Sofer and greater than Rabbi Yehuda and greater than this one, greater than that one. But he disagrees with everyone, but a chutzpah and a guy and an arrogance of his part. But Rav Moshe writes, I don't say that I'm greater than them. The halacha says, when you're arguing, if they would have made a takana and I want to repeal a takana, then you have only have a right to repeal it if you are greater, the chachma of the minyan. But you're not interested in repealing, just saying about what is the pshat in the chumash, what is the pshat in the tzaddik, what is the pshat in the ram, what is the din? What is the din based on the sources? As Allah says, Ein lecha l'shev it should be a mecha. Yishtach v'dorot yishmur v'dorot, because the rabat of Hashem et Hashiyah b'yam ma'ayim. But even if you know Yishtach v'dorot yishmur, you know that Yishtach is not as great as Hama Chacham and Shmuel. You know that the members of the Van Halach of the RCA are not as great as Abchai Moshe. But nonetheless, Abchai Moshe is not around. What are you going to go to his kever and ask him? Or even if you know he printed a sefer. You know that Abchai Moshe's opinion is printed in a sefer. But he's not alive today. So if he asks the Tamil Chachanim of your generation, provided that they're not on the earth, if the Tamil Chachanim and the Ruim Bahayro, so then they have a right to express their opinion, even though it differs completely with what the earlier people said. But that's not a problem. What right do they have to disagree with those who came before? Even all those who came before probably are greater in learning. The problem was that Yeridus HaDeres. Rabbi Yochanan was closer to the Har Sinai. He was the first generation of Amoraim. He probably was greater than Abayi Barok. But still, that's halacha. Eilu chal shetet should be amecha. You have the right to follow the Chachamim. You have the obligation, not the right. You have the obligation to follow the Chachamim in your generation. That's the
muffin.
Is there any difference between the Kabbalah to call and the Kabbalah to call? Yeah. Moshe Pshat is, Yichav Neslipo before is the same as him. In Kabbalah to Yerushalayim. Also, the Yichav Neslipo. Toshi Yichav Neslipo. Also use the same Moshe. Yeah. It's Kabbalah to Yerushalayim. It's a past decision. It's the same. Yes. The problem is in our generation, like the Bell says, the Gemara has a lot of Yitzchak, the Dairak, Yishmol, the Dairai. but steht das nicht, ist doch nicht dort. Yitzchak is really nicht dort. Yitzchak is mamish and unharded. There is nothing to discuss, or even if Yitzchak is a Tamil Chacham, he's not at all in the same league as the other one. So there is also nothing to discuss. You have to be in the same league. That's very difficult. How do you know when you're in that league? That's what one of the Russian yeshivas, Marek Chisot, was visiting in the yeshiva a few years ago. She was giving a Rosh on Shabbos. But he said he had the feeling that that was the most difficult thing that the Chazon Ish had to determine in his life, when he had the right to disagree with the Poskim before him. That's a difficult thing. How does a person know how to determine on himself? A person can make a mistake on himself. People have delusions that they're great guys. But how does the Chazon Ish know when to determine about himself that he has the right to disagree with all the Poskim who preceded him? How does the Zulman guy know when he had the right to disagree with Bishanim? It just seems a lot of times that all of the shayim says everybody made a mistake and the pshat is like this. How does a person know when he has entered into that league? That's difficult. Sometimes you can always tell that he hasn't during the week. Sometimes it's very obvious if he has certain people. Sometimes not so obvious. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
How does one make a determination? I'm not going to be open to the Chadera, but how does he make a determination to say that how she's going?
Alach Rav Tziva Mechaveiro.
Look what happened to Rav against Rav Shmuel.
Yeah.
So it's normally Rav Shmuel.
No, that's if you don't have any original opinion. If you don't have your own opinion, then the cloud that we have in the Gemara is whatever conflict is between Rav Yechanan and any one of his contemporaries. We follow Rav Yechanan against his contemporaries. But if you have your own opinion, Rav has your own opinion over here. He feels that Rav Meir is Rosh. It makes more sense. But then he's talking about stock is a big problem. How do you know how to figure out how to pass? It's always a problem. According to the current Paisik, if the current Paisik is a bona fide Tam Chacham who has Yirah Shamayim and he belongs to the same, more or less, to the same league, that's another case, right? You bring out another case. What happens if the Kakona was made in one period based on a certain reason, and then due to historical development, the whole Kakona is out of place? It's just, I don't think there's no more Beit HaMikdash. These are the whole reason for the Kakona doesn't work. And then the majority of the Rishonim say they want to disbelieve the Rambam. But all the other Rishonim leading out the Rambam say that then if the Kakona is just out of place now, you no longer, you don't require a greater Desmond Kakona, meaning any smaller Desmond can be appealed with Kakona. Yeah, that's how most of the Rishonim say that. In that case, Rav Yechanan and Zaka have the ability to abolish the Takan that was made by the Yoni Takan, because historically it didn't make any sense anymore. If they would have been alive today, they would have repealed it themselves, so it didn't make any sense anymore. The Gemara says that's not a Kakona. No, the Gemara says that's true with a Kakona. No, the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara says that was a Kakona also, that even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and part of the Kakona was revealed, but another part of Kakona was declared to remain. Even though it doesn't really make sense, they declared the part of it should be. That's a special. So again, from all the sheets, this is how we talk to them. That you only need Kavanah Talais on the start of the greeting. You read Meir and the Rabbis says that's Allah. Fine, you're Sulchan Sayyid, Sulchan Sayyid, Talmud of Meir. Sulchan's comments, call him out, the Echod. When you recite Shema Yisrael Shem HaKen Hashem Echod, that's when you have to have Kavanah Shmir Shamila. Then you should say it slowly, and be Marich, say it slowly, so you can have Kavanah Shmir Shamila. What do you have to say in Chavit? What is the Shmir Shamila? Hashem HaLakeh Hashem Echot, so he says, he's Marech B'yechad, Marech HaLo Yom HaLo Yishnol Yishnol. What is he Marech about? What is there to be Marech about? What is there to be Marech about? There's only one Hashem Echot. Only one.
So see from here that there's more than Tirish HaMilas in the third course.
A little more. A little more. So what is it, Hashem Echot? Yes. So the Gemara says, and Rashi elaborates a little bit on it, has to be Mechavein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules all over the world, and all the Zion Rikim, and the seven heavens, and on this world, and on all directions of the world. So they quote the name of Rabbi Sol Salanta, that usually people are so busy being Mechavein, being the capital of Hamath HaShemayim, and their Baruch Hu is ruling over the seven heavens and all over the world. They begin it, I think, the capital of Hashem on itself. That's the Iker. The Iker. The Baruch Hu is my boss. That's the Iker. And then not only is he boss over me, but I have to listen to whatever he dictates. I also am declaring an additional Kavonah. He's boss over all the world there, all over. But we shouldn't be upset with that Kavonah.
First, I should try to be marich a little bit there, to be marich in this kavanah.
It's a little more than a shiur shalik. Should be marich a little bit in the kavanah. So whoever is marich there, will be zeicha marich al yom rishnayim. Will be zeicha arich al yom. Amar Rabbah Yaintiv, when should it be marich? Who be dalit? Hashem Hakein Hashem Echad. When you pronounce the dalit, so that's what they bring it right. They might bring it right to this Gemara, that our pronunciation is not correct. Because duh, you can't be Meyer. So how do they come on?
Like
TH? So according to the other pronunciation, the Gemara makes sense.
And then also an machshava instead of saying the word is wrong.
Yes, so that's what we are saying.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by machshava? Oh, yeah, the dollars.
At the end, you should go right next, right away, who will change.
Amalavashi, the vacho, yachtos lechet. When he's marach and the kavane and the dollars, we should be careful not to be chaytes lechet. What do you mean chaytes? One shot is to chap quickly. Rashi had two shot and blended into one. One shot, he says, is Lohimayah Mikriyasa. You shouldn't have quickly the head. You should pronounce all the letters and the prefix slowly at a decent pace. And it should be Marach and the Talit. It's the way to say it on this. Marach and the Talit. You shouldn't have quickly. Another shot is...
Right.
Yes. But that's why the Gemara should say slowly that it should be mechavin more. Yeah. The Rashi has one shot that he shouldn't mechav quickly the ches. He should say slowly. Just because it's going to be marach in the dalit, he shouldn't say the ches quickly. The other shot Rashi writes is, he shouldn't pronounce it with a chata. I can pronounce a ches with a chata. But if only one changes it to a chata patach, instead of saying a chod, he's going to say a chata. Should not pronounce it with a chatter pas. Okay. You shouldn't make it into a chatter. Not you shouldn't chop it quickly, Shalai Meyer, but rather you should make it into a chatter. Whatever, okay. You should pronounce all the letters correctly, not to be quickly, and the dollar should recite a little longer than the other. Now, tonight's going to Kabbalah is a bit of a problem because we mentioned many times the Zohar Goyim holds like the Raho, like those groups, like that group of the Rishonim, that the Takana the Rabbanon was that you should recite, you should be used to Krishma Deraita, I'll say that Rabbah. If you say Kriyashma in the Kabbalah before Baal Shomar, then you're used to ready Krishma Deraita, and then when you get to the Birchus Kriyashma, you were yet already from before, so you're in violation of the Takanas Chachamim. They said you should be yet in Krishma Deraita Al Seder Abracha. So that's why the Rishonim say, that's why there's a Seder Shittim Kubetzis on Abracha. It's not the same as the Shittim Kubetzis on Ksubis and on the Gobis. That was Rabbi Shaul Ashkenazi, that's the Likud of Rishonim. It's a different day, I think in the new editions they say the Shittim Kubetzis by the Rizvot Father. Whatever, one of the Rishonim. So in this paper, Shidim Kubetzis on Brachas, he writes, and that's what the Zohar Gaon wrote on his own, the Zohar Gaon didn't have this caveat of the Shita, that when you say, before Baruch Shomer, you say Shema Yisrael, you shouldn't pronounce the whole pasuk. You should just say, Avayim Chayyam Shema Yisrael. Or you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echol. You shouldn't pronounce the Shem Hashem. You shouldn't say the pasuk. Or the Shidim Kubetzis says, Avayim Chayyam, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echol, you should leave out the first two words. And then he has that kashan himself, I can leave out the first two words, called Sukkot HaTav Kimosh, and then HaTav Kimosh, it gives the whole parish why it's okay. But they say, they both say the Sheet and Kobetzus, so the Zomadan they say, that you should not say the Pasuk the way it's written, because according to the Ramban Sheet, that is the Kriya Shema Deraisa. The reason the Ramban, we discussed it, the Ramban holds, the reason why only Prosecution needs Kavanah Spirit Shamilus and the rest does not need Kavanah Spirit Shamilus is because Kriya Shema Deraisa consists only of the Prosecution. The whole Pasuk we shine with the second Pasuk, everything is only the Ramban, only Prosecution is Deraisa. The Prosecution is Deraisa, and you have to learn Kriya Shema Deraisa, I'll say there are brachas. So you're going to say Prosecution of all, Shmai, so even with that we have to. You thought Bosh Shammah, you're ready, here's Kriya Shema Deraisa. So that's what they were maxed, the doctor did not to say it. Or you say, she has Kavanah Shalola, say, she has to ask Kavanah Shalola, and that's what the Yerzi Kriya Shema Deraisa later.
Well,
that's what the Torah says. If you realize that they're davening late in shul, so you should daven in a different minyan. Or daven some, or they hold you should daven yichidus. That's how the Rav Sarah Chaim is recommend. That's how Bintala Sensible derives in the first Shuvah, most Shuvah. In the previous one, he says in St. Petersburg, that was a big problem. Apparently that the sun is so near the North Pole, so a good part of the year, Zricha was so early in the morning that the Sussman Krishma was over before the people woke up, before the people got to shul. Well, the problem is, it okay if they take Krishma at home, and then you go down in the shul, and in shul they down before it's Man Tfilo. If it's a self-Man Tfilo also. The Chatzir is supposed to finish with it, and if he didn't finish Man Asher Shachris up until Chatzir, they can still say. But the Chatzir, you're not allowed to wait so late, like by the Chatzir a lot of times, they begin to daven at 11 o'clock in the morning. The Chatzir, you have to finish the Shman Asher Shachris before Dalet Shores Bayon. Self-Man Krishma is Gimel Shores Bayon. And so it's man tilo, lachatzilo, dalet shos bayom, another hour, approximately another 50, 60 minutes, something like that. So let's say, if you live in a community where they're going to get to daven, and they're going to miss it, so it's man kriyashma, but they're not going to miss it, so it's man tilo. So the Mishnah Gura quotes most of the poskim who seem to say that it's okay, say kriyashma in the morning when you wake up, before the Salman Krishna, then you go to shul and you say Shema Nesra in the right back. And there's only Goren, a big to the test of the Pasma, the river of the Goren, the Pasma of La Tera, and there is such a big minority opinion, you can't say the majority, but there is a significant minority opinion, all like that, that it's not proper to do like that, that it's preferable to down the Yehidus, in order to say Kriya Shema, say that brother, that's Mitha Gula Lutzilo, that's how Rav Kovach said Rav Chaim recommended. And that's how the Rav recommended to the boys in the Shiva, when they answer. I don't know if the girl recommended for all the Balabatim basis. To go and ask in shul that you're going to daven at 7 o'clock this week. And it's better, and if you can't daven at 7 o'clock, you must daven at the 9 o'clock minyan, because you're going to miss Hare Krishna. If you woke up late, daven yichidus, I don't know, to announce it in shul in the newsletter later. But the Rav said, when the boy didn't live this year, the boy didn't live in my community, there's only one minyan on Shabbos morning, 9 o'clock, what do I do? So he said, Rav Chaim held that it's better to daven yichidus. Like a bit to a tetzibul now. It's better to daven yichidus. In order to say, Kriya Shema Bizmanai. Kriya Shema derives to Bizmanai. I'll say, Rav Brach, it's not Mitha Gula Lutzim.
What are the last two words in the
last? Some of Tfilah B'tzibah derives to Kontra Ramban, so you get to with Mayri, with Musa, with Nisha. I don't think that it means every single Tfilah that he's done. Not the Raisa. No, the Rav are only the Rav the Ramban just says that you should be Tfilah B'tzibah on Shabbos. So he's out of Musa B'tzibah, he's out of Mincha B'tzibah, he's out of the last night's Mayri. It doesn't mean that all the four Tfilahs. The other, we have to see to it that every single tefillah, according to the Ramban, should be tefillah b'tzibah. It's a little sense because he writes that those tefillahs, when they stay up late on Shavuot night, they stay up all night long. So he says that the older people go to sleep at 1 o'clock, and then a little bit younger, they go to sleep at 2 o'clock. A little bit younger, they say, by the time it's 5 o'clock in the morning, time to daven. So you have one older person in his 30s, whatever, all the others are just in their teens. So he says, and how do you know that they're bar mitzvah? Did anybody ever check to see that they have to take Zairin? How do you know in order to be bar mitzvah, you have to have shown him the Gemara? So we usually rely on the Chazaka that Rav says, Chazaka that Rav, and the Gemara needs it, they call Shegir Lechal Shonim, Shegir Lechal Simonim, if a boy is 13 or a girl is 12, so we assume that they probably have to take Zairin. So the Gemara says right away, you can only rely on this Chazaka of Rav when you check the Dinah de Rabbanah. To get an Aliyah, to Dan Fanon, whatever Dinah de Rabbanah. Bring the Tzal Salminyah, the whole Dinah is only the Rabbanah. But when you get to a real Vintaraita, the Ishin Zayin, I guess, the Ishin Tuchalitz, a real Vintaraita, then you have to really check this Simon to see if he really has to say so. The Simon Shrach Tachidish, that since the Ramban says, that clear that the two of the Tzibur Zerayta and Yonim Taizim, so he's assuming like this, they davened Mayrig with the Minyan Shul on Leil Shavuos, and then they went home, they ate supper. And then they're going to daven the Shul with the whole Minyan anyway. Just Shachris and Musaf. Shachris, so the davening 5 o'clock in the morning, and the bulk of the Minyan are teenagers, no one was ever praying to stay Cyrus to see. But he assumes that every single Tzibur on Yom Tov is a Din Daraita, there has to be a Tzibur of 10 people who are on this. That's the Tzachidish. So the pastor says the whole issue is only the Rabbanon. The respect for Din Rabbanon, Chazor HaShad, Tzibur, Tzibur, he can rely on the Chazor HaDarabzi. He holds like you, he says. The Tzibur, Daraita, on some days, every single Tzibur that you daven should be done by Sir. The Pashup Shat is not necessarily so. As long as there's some Tzibur B'Tzibur. And it could even be differently. Let's say a person doesn't feel well on Shabbat in Yom Tov. I'm staying in the game shul to daven Tzibur B'Tzibur. The Pashup Shat one can say is maybe that Tzibur B'Tzibur is the right means that the Kehillah is the Chayitah Tzibur. The Kehillah should see to it, even if all year long everybody davens the Yechidah. There are some communities, not only by conservative shuls. Unfortunately, there's some Orthodox shuls that they only meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There is no meeting in the middle of the week. But on Yom Tov, they should see to it that they have the Tehillah. The community should see to it that they have a Tehillah of Tzibur. Doesn't mean that I have a Tehillah the righteous if I participate in any one of those Tehillahs of Tzibur. Not necessarily. It could be that as long as the Tehillah has a Tehillah, it has a Tehillah of Tzibur. Mikra Kodesh doesn't mean that every single Mikra Kodesh means that they have all the assemblies. Kuri Ha'edah. Mikra Kodesh means they all get together to daven the Tzibur to learn the Tzibur. So maybe everyone who belongs to that community is yet by virtue of the fact that the Kila has a Tzibur, even if he doesn't go to shul.
But people
who daven
at home, they should learn.
Yeah, but tomorrow has like that. Tomorrow has later. That it's better to daven when you learn. Yeah, but there's a machlokes in the Rishonim there. What if where you learn, if where you learn, let's say I learn in a Beit Medrash on the third floor, and when we got Myra, there are 50 people there. And if you walk 3 blocks away, there are going to be 800 people davening Myra. That's what I say, that the Tzibur B'Tzibur, where I learn, is preferable to the big Tzibur B'Tzibur in the big shul, where they have 1,000 people davening Myra. What happens if where I learn is not as no minyan? So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim, we're machmer about that. We say that then it's not preferable to daven where you learn. It's preferable to spend a little time to go to the other place, but there is going to be Tzibur B'Tzibur. That's Machlokes in the Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch be talking that you should daven B'Tzibur. Unless the person is old and sick and it's a tircha. Chayim is kain and it's a different book. But the person is healthy enough that it's not the thing is, he should give up a little more time from his learning and go daven in the minute. Yeah. So you're not getting anything then. The Mishnah Brewer writes like that. The Mishnah Brewer says that the Magen Avraham has a machlokes with the Vilna Gaon, what is man says man Krishna. Does my Christmas at the end of 3 hours in a day? So how do you calculate the 3 hours? Do you go from Alert HaShach until Tefach Tichavim? That's how the Mother Havon says the Reish Lam and Gimel. You see that that's David and Nimcha. Do you go from Yisha Toshkiyah from sunrise to sunset? The point is with only God, it comes out something like 40 minutes later after the Mother Havon's Mah. Mother Havon's Mah is always earlier than the Rona Gaon's Mah. So the Mishnah Brewer says, if a person is afraid, if a person knows that he's going to miss my Christmas, the Shul davens at 9 o'clock. And the Shul Zman Krishna is 9:20. So he has only the next 20 minutes for the next Krishna. The Chazan clearly is not going to get the Krishna in the next 20 minutes. So then he says, Abba, he should say all the 3 Parshiyas in the Yotzi now. And if he's a stupid, let's say they daven at 8:30, and the Chazan makes a goggle just by Kelodin, and then this is my Krishna, and this is my Krishna, we don't know what's going to be. So if you're a stupid, so then it says in the Torah, the Torah quotes from the Rishonim, that at least he should say the first Parshiyas. On the assumption that the first parsha is the right and the rest is only the Rabbanon. So at least you should say the first parsha before and have in mind that you should be yotzei. In case it is, in case it is, this is my Krishna, you should be yotzei now. Then the Mishnah Brewer says, what if you know everything just goes like clockwork? You know that
they're going to get the Kriya Shema, the Chazan is going to get the Kriya Shema within the Goyim's mind, but it's going to be after the Magen Avraham's mind. But then the Mishnah Berurah says in such a case that you should certainly say all the three parashiyas earlier in order to chaperan the Goyim's mind, in order to chaperan the Magen Avraham's mind. That's because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold for the other Goyim, that the Goyim said you should recite Kriya Shema Seder Abrachim. You're really talking against that. That absolutely is not a consideration. He quotes the Ra'o and the Dome and he says, we don't accept that. He doesn't accept that as well. Rav Chaim, Rav Itzur, Rav Tate Boga, insisted with the Ikka Sheet is that, like the Dome and Goyim, that you have to be able to do it from their right to I'll say to our brothers, and it's even preferable to daven in Yechid is, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go for that at all. So he says, it is, you're davening in the morning, and it's, and now when you're saying Kotonis, it's still the Magen Avraham's mind. And you look and you watch and you figure out by the time the Chazan is going to get the Kriya Shema before Shema Esrei, it will only be the Goyim's man, it will be after the Magen Avraham's man. So he says you should be Machma and that also say all the three parashiyos now before Bar Shoma. Yes, yes. Well, that's not conditional. To say before Hanayim Chacham, that seems to be... Yeah. Later, yeah. Yeah. No, that doesn't even seem to be with the Tanai. The other things are maybe with the Magen Avraham is on the ground, Machloekes, like, that doesn't even seem to be with the Tanai. Like that's right. You see this, half undressed, right, in pajamas, before an Eitachama. Doesn't seem like it, because that's the same as your mission. The fellow's in the mikveh, right, says he's right. Coming out of the mikveh, and it's all the signs of Allah's Hashachat, he's not even dressed at all, but clearly he doesn't have his tefillin on, doesn't have his kavod on, he's not going to davish when Esrei undressed. The tefillin should cover over his body a little bit and say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, what's the rush? What? Now Kriya Shema is up and I'll make the Hama. The Gemara says, for what's seeking? So usually what's seeking is that you have your tefillin on, and you started davening way before, and you finish Kriya Shema right before on 8, and you start Shema Esrei right after on 8. He doesn't have anything on. He's undressed. He's in the mikveh. So what kind of a seeking? You see the Seder Mishnah Berurah points out. You see the Seder Shana Mishnah that is the heater of a seeking to recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Chachama period. He's in the Tatch Rochus, the Tatch Mana Esther, the Tatch Mishnah Zulu, the Tzvila. Yeah, yeah. To recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Chachama, it's even preferable to recite Kriya Shema before Seder Rochus. That's a Mishnah? No, no, it's not that the earliest possible time, no. The diamond is going to have to hit my name, my face is out of pocket. We will all claim Shemesh. We have the Yerush, when the Kabbalah of Yerush Hamayim, as the sun is rising. So the Kabbalah of Yerush Hamayim is to recite Kriya Shema and Shmonetri, both in connection with the sunrise. Kriya Shema right before and the Shmonetri right here. Mincha doesn't really mean the first opportunity. That's a different thing. Zeke might have an exit to drive an earlier time. Mincha, the Rambam says, will have Tiddish and not drive a Mincha Gedolah. Mincha Gedolah means 12:30. The half an hour after Chatzot, that's the earliest in that. But the Rambam writes, will have Tiddish and drive at 12:30 because in the Beit HaMikdash, they never brought the Kodesh 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 Everybody had a drink. So after the call called out Shabbat Habayim, everybody had to come bring the Kodesh 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 after the Talmud Shabbat Habayim. The mission says in Sochim that they had to bring the Talmud Shabbat Habayim earlier and Erev Pesach. And especially when it's Erev Pesach, Shekholiyah, it's the Erev Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos, then you have to roast and broil the Kodesh 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 today. You can't wait till tonight. It's the Shabbos tonight. Pesach, well, that on Shabbos, you have to shech and bring the whole Kodesh 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 earlier. But then the Mishnah says they had to bring it the earliest possible time. So the Rambam, so that's what they say in Shavuot. The Tzavim, Mincha Gedolah, on Erev Pesach, is Mincha L'Chatzis. But all year, because of the Beis HaMikdash Jerusalem, they would bring the Kodesh and Tavshur of the Rabbi very early, earlier than normal. But all year long, it says that it's not proper to Tzavim Mincha Gedolah at such an early time. And Yeshivas in Europe, they always did it. And the Lichtish Yeshivas, they always did it because the people said it, because they have modern Kavuyim. But you have also, what, you're going to wait to Tzavim later? So it's going to be in the middle of the college classes, or in the middle of the Seder, the Kofi Mastik, in the middle of the Seder, but that's why Yeshiva Tiyas, they had a Zman Kavua, 1:30 is up, and it was very long time to come here. A lot of places, they didn't make a Chazorat HaShachs in Inter. That's also because of people say, right? Right, they should really make a Chazorat HaShachs. But that was a special consideration.
mostly words of Rashi, Yankikson, what does that mean?
What does Rashi mean?
Yankikson. That's
Echad, Echad, doesn't make any sense at all. If you read with a chasid paka, Ezekum has no meaning.
It
has no meaning at all, has no mashmar. Why are we should have in the third being part? Why are we going to want this? Is that what you're So what happens if you have a million couple? Oh, you're always diving at the 10 o'clock and you're always diving at the 1 o'clock in the middle of the night. Just like if you have a shamer who's going to remind you once again, so if you have a million couple once again. And others say, there's a, which state does that if you have a shamer who's going to get a million couple? Some the Be'er Sheva quotes and some Achrayim have entered. The Be'er Sheva has kindness against him. Mogar Avon calls the Be'er Sheva. The Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. He has a time against that. Who said that that school is the truth? But that's a machlokes. Somehow that it is a good school, somehow it's not. What's the
rule?
Every Tuesday. And we didn't have a market before, that's everything before. After 12 o'clock also too early. Yeah. Ramah says, you cannot be in the Kabbal to Sefer Shabbos before Shlag HaMim Mekah. And the Kabbal holds even later. The Kabbal writes, you cannot be in the Kabbal to Sefer Shabbos before Shkia. Because the Kabbal sheet is that from sunset, what we call Shkia from sunset, the first 45-50 minutes is Vada Yom. We quote the Rabbeinu Tam Rabbein. It's still Vadayom, it's pitch black outside. Vadayom, the Mechala Rai. And then, as they get into Pena Shmashin, for a 15-minute period, and then after the 15-minute period, then that's the state of Kaham after 72 minutes. But that first 45-50-minute period from Shkia, till the beginning of Pena Shmashin, to the Mechala Rai, that's when you make the Sefer Shabbos. Ratzal, Seh, Kula Shabbos, Ratzal, Seh, Mechata Shabbos, but before Shkia, the Mechala sounds like he implies that you cannot be most Mechala Rakodish before Shkia. And then Ramah says otherwise, look, it's all like the Zonah Goyim, but the other sheep just like that, and the rest of the Shkia begins to pay us much. Obviously, you can't follow the Mechabit, it's not up to Sefer Shabbos, it has to be before Shkia. So the Ramah writes, and others hold that you can even leave the Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos before Shkia, before sunset, but you cannot be Muslim, and Koyla HaKadosh before Slag HaMincha. Slag HaMincha means an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, however you calculate the hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So the Shabbos, we know what the maximum is on Erev Shabbos. You can't be Mekabel for Sefer Shabbos either in front of Mekabel before Shkia. According to the Ramah, that that's not in Tala, you cannot be Mekabel for Sefer Shabbos before Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter. What about for Sefer Shabbos Miyachreha? How late can a person continue observing Shabbos but until Tuesday afternoon? How late can he continue observing Shabbos? So Rav made a chesma like this in the name of his father, never Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he says, according to, there is a contradiction between two Gemaras, when it says that the two Gemaras, in Damem Abrikim, and the Mishnah, Sabbath Hashem, and Sabbath Hashem, and the Dira Ramein Hashmash, the Gemara says, where is Ben Hashmash? The Gemara will hold discussion. So the Gemara says, Ben Hashmash is 15, 20 minutes, maximum 35 minutes, a short period of time. Then the Gemara says, in Masechus, talking, next to the last parish, the Gemara talks about the Dira Ramein Hashmash, the Derech Lechonka, the Gemara says, based on Kachavim, is the amount of time that it takes, how much time you have to skier, the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 minutes. That's like 72 minutes.
That's a contradiction. Here, the Gemara says that they have lunch only 15 minutes. They said 72 minutes. So the Talmud Goyen says that the Beit HaShemesh is in Bet HaMadlikin, that's 15 minute period. That's the Beit HaShemesh, that's the Ger Lalacha. Seifa Kechavim is around 15-20 minutes, and now it's around 30-35 minutes after the Shkiyim started. The Gemara that says in Sochim that Ma'acha Alechazim Beinani, a normal person can continue to walk on a highway up until Dalet Milan after the Shkiyim, and that is when Seifa Kechavim is. That's the Kol HaKachav, that's when you can have all the stars appear in the sky. But in order that it should be Lila, all you need is Gimel Kachav and Beinanim, all you need is the three average size stars, not the biggest stars that appear earlier, and not the tiniest stars that only take later to see, all you need is Gimel Kachav and Beinanim. So the Vilna Glenn says that Gemara in Sachem that says this HaKachav and the Dalet Milan after the Shkiyah, that's not the guess that says the Kachav is not a Yom Lila. That's the Kol HaKachav. The Ramaj of Salvation suggested so maybe according to the Gemara is going true, that's not the Kachav, but maybe since it's mentioned that say Kol HaKachav is going to get to Mahalachad and Beinan when people travel, maybe that should be the maximum amount of Shabbat Shabbat. But after that man, that's already called Kol HaKachav, and you can't be merging the Kol HaKachav after that man. But the Shabbat only was though, that's according to the Gemara is going to be Kachav and Beinan. But the maximum of man you can be merging the Kol HaKachav on the first Shabbat, and so you have to say Kol HaKachav and Dalet Milan. But according to the Rabbi Nechaim, the Shulchan Aruch talks like the Rabbi Nechaim, but that is the Zman of Seif HaKachavim, 72 minutes later. So what's the maximum? So why is it so pretty thing, right? The Rabbi Rafa Oneshik said that it's God that once showed him there's a Shulchan HaGrain and the Rabbi Nechaim HaKachavim. You can imagine the Chalav HaKadosh up in Tel Chavim. Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they waited to God and Myers. They didn't meet Chalav HaMalka before.
No, I don't know.
The Sapna Rebbe, I remember years ago, he's still doing it. Sapna Rebbe used to daven very late. He used to stop into late also. He had people from all over New York and Yichutzu in New York. He used to drive into New York to come to the Rebbe's fish. And the Rebbe was didn't begin to say Torah. The Rebbe was grabbing a fish and he was saying, shall we should have Torah into the middle of the night.
He
was always finished before, huh? So that's it. Is it really Shaya? Can you really be making the Chalal HaKadosh so long? But that's the way she said the name of his father, that he thought it came to the Romney Gaudish, but that's not. It's only up until St. Kolak comes, so 72 minutes in that is. He said, according to the Shita Shabbat in the Tam, that we need Dalet Milan is this man of St. HaKachov in Palaila, maybe according to that in the Tam, the maximum would be up until Chesed. No, let's say a person wants to be Mechadis to be much Mechad al HaKadosh. But the Hida has to make sense. Rabbi is going to observe Shabbos into Sunday morning. Just like there's an upper limit on Erev Shabbos, you can't be much Mechad al HaKadosh before a certain hour. Mechadah has one Zman Shki, and there are more different Zman, like Amitza. So the Chara has drawn us in, you have to have some cutoff point, a maximum time on the Tzoy Shabbos. But after that time, it doesn't make any sense. One of the Amorites saw that the other one, when he was saying Kriyashma, he was saying very, very slowly, having all kinds of kavanah. Amalei, so he told him, why do you have to be mechavah so much? Kevinam lichti, once you accept the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'mayel l'mata, l'zal l'ruchas ha-shamayim, if you accept the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech on you, and on all directions, oh, so much because you know, so that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Those kavanahs are what a person should have in mind. In fact, the Gemara has later, that when Rebbe used to recite Kriya Shema, Rebbe used to say Shia from early in the morning before Zman Kriya Shema began, a different group. Well, maybe he kept on switching. He kept on saying the Shia. So he never had an opportunity to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says somehow he would snuggle in the middle. So the Gemara says he would say just part of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says he would put his hands on top of his face. What did he put his hands on top of his face? Gemara has later, right before the very white line. So what did he put his hands on his face? So some, I think the Rosh Rav has an example of Saberach HaKarif, is in Yad HaKarif, and the Birch HaSaharan, and who's that? I think remember he says that the Zvam Shibbala is not the Rehna Zvarim, but if it's a Zvam Shibbala, it's the way it's called Adam, Shilum Dirim Mukhar, then you say Zvam Shibbala is Habit Zvarim. They claim the same school over here by Kriyashma. Kriyashma, we talk to the Hero Lapid, even Dom is not to the point, Zvam Shibbala is Rehna Zvarim. The fact is that it's not correct. This is a radio church. These are two different studies, two different times. Zvam Shibbala is a session of Shahat. He will have to do with something to do. He got me with it. If you don't have a view, just not Jesus. Period. There's nothing to discuss. So that's how he wants to say. He wants to say that you have to recite the creation. If you don't recite it, you're not Jesus. Say, why? Because I'm sure, believe it. It's already. It's a sitting to do this afternoon. I'm related. He wants to make a promise every day. But the more he says, if you have one should believe, but believe, fellow of them, everybody knows what I'm thinking. Then you think, what should believe, have done? So he said, he used to put his hand over his eye, and he didn't say a word. But everybody knew when he put his hands over his eyes, he's being the harder in Kriya Shema. But then you say, here it could be with them. So yes, it was here alone. He didn't recite the Kriya Shema. He put his hands over his ears, except Shepard. The fact is, I'm going to not say that. Then he used to put his hands over his eyes, and he would recite Shema. He told him, he would say it quickly. In the middle of this year, when the Talmudim would be asking Akasha or something, so he would smuggle in the Pesach. So what do you have to put his hands over his eyes for? This language, they say, like the Reish Yerov says, he had to put it over his eyes to say, here it could be with them. The naked under the Mukhar, that is a bunch of religion. That on the side of the Gemara, what do they call from Europe? That because he's supposed to be Mechaben, let's be Mamlech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dalet Ruch HaTorivam, Dalet Ruch HaShamayim, he used to roll his eyes in all the directions. So because he would look funny,
right,
so he starts rolling his eyes all around, so he used to cover his eyes, so they shouldn't see such a funny face. That's what he says the tank in his Gemara. The Gemara says, even I'm lichni, lamato, lamaylam, zale, ruchat ha-shamayim, that Rebbe and others used to roll their eyes to Shalkish. Cover it up, that people shouldn't see such a...
What do you mean by
there's no talent to
I mean, what do you mean by talent to
all over the world. So what is it really? Are you permitted to recite Kriya Shema in any position that you choose, any position that's comfortable for you? Or do you insist, if like the Bishama, you insist that's called the area, it's called Adam Yatab Yikra? At night when you say Kriya Shema Shalayla, you have to daf your recited Shachtacho, in a reclining position, and by both there, you have to recite it to Kamecho in a standing position. So we don't talk like Bishama, we talk like yourself, call Adam Kari Kedai, whatever position you enjoy better, you can do. So what if a person is walking from the good to hate, you can recite Kriya Shema while you walk. So here the Gemara raises the problem. That part of Kriya Shema that requires Kavanah, so if the person is walking, he's less able to have Kavanah. He should insist, he should stand still. If he can't stand still, he can't. He has to go back. He's marching in the army. That's a Mishkan Breira. He has to go back. He's going to say, I want to stop the music. He has to parade. He's going to stop in the middle, say Krishna. So if he can't, he can. But if he can, so we would recommend the Gemara says he should stand still for that part of Kriya Shema that requires Kavanah. How much of Kriya Shema requires Kavanah? He go back to the dispute from before. The first situation is the first two for the first time. That's how Rashi and Taisha say. So what's the stock? So we just said he's passing like Rebbe. Rebbe passing like Rebbe Meir. They only need Kavanah prosecution, so he only has to stand still for prosecution. Is that what it says in the Gemara? So the Gemara tells Amram Nelson Ramaruk, Amram Yudah. They said the name Rav Yudah. Al Ravecha Bamigo. When you say the word Al Ravecha, you have to stand still. Go to the Gemara. Oh, that's a top of night. What do you mean? The whole creation, he's walking around, and these two words, he should stand still. So it does make sense. Elohim was up and as all of Abecha Bamida, up until the third pasuk, up until the third pasuk, he should stand still. He comes here, after the third pasuk, it's not necessary to stand yeah, that she claims Adalavadat means the first three stupid sentences. No, it means the first three
stupid.
Yeah, the same thing on Amin Aleph also. Same thing. Rashi will interpret this more the same as Amin Aleph. Up until the first three stupid has to stand still, and places will interpret no, up until the end of the second part. He has to stand still. So we don't talk to him like that. We talk in. The whole first part she has to stand still. Why does she talk to him? Quoted the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Allah Kirabaka Shama Mishum Rabyude. The Rabbi Yechon's task is like the Tana, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yude, and you have to have Kavanah, Pirish, Aminah, the whole Parsha Rishayna. That's why we have to stand still, the whole Parsha Rishayna. So Taisha is behind, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon. We pass like Rav is the Shem, Rav Meir. Taisha said, Allah is Kirav, Tana, Rav, Kirav, the Hubat Zura. The Nid is like Rav, Oli, Kavanah, Pirish, Aminah, is the Parsha Rishayna. So all you have to have Amiga for is Parsha Rishayna. That's how Taisha is right. Allah, Havacha. Look, if the human can't go down to Shmonef, he has to go down. So Shmonef, he needs to go down. So Kriya Shema is too hot, so how can this Kimbrae? But if it's not too much of a tear, and I told you if he's walking, if he can't stop, too much of a tear for the stop, he won't do it. And you have to stop. But if it's not too much of a tricker, so we tell them stop for that part that requires Kavanah Tzirus Amir. The Amira. Yes, the Amira says. The Tani, yes. One is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is an Amira lives in Bobo. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tani.
Yes. Make sure Krishna is standing upon us. You finally have to be buckled in.
A finished comparison. Davish might have been sitting down. Wait till later. If it's not the self, it's not how clean it is, then wait till later and you say this one has to be standing up. So that's what Taisus explains. The Ishami Mitzvareish, the Taisus Salav Avecha. The Ishami explains, it doesn't mean that if you're sitting, you have to stand up. It doesn't mean if you're sitting, you have to stand up. No, it means if you're walking, you have to stand still. You should stop in order to be Mechav.
Did you sit down also?
It's a lot of very good. Not to sit. That it's preferable to sit rather than to stand during Krishna. Krishna shouldn't sit down specially. It shouldn't look like the whole Mahdi Shama. If a person is standing in the beginning of Maira and then it comes to Krishna, he's not permitted to sit because it'll look as if he's talking in Lakhti Shama. Look as if he's being Mahdi Lakhti Shama. If he's sitting from the beginning, he's okay. But he shouldn't sit specifically, specially from here. The Torah says it doesn't mean that if he's sitting, he should stand. No. What it means is, if he's walking, he should stop walking. And even if he still takes a lot of courage, that's on the rest of Krishna, but that part of Krishna, they require Kabbalah Tzirus Aminus, you have to stand still. Stop walking when you're walking with the Shein of Yushim Koka, the Mahalach Baderech, if a person is walking on the road, is a mitzvah lamed the pasuk rishon. Doesn't say the Gemara, but says it's made as I. The Gemara says, "Azra b'yechad natan yadech," because the Shikas says that Yirika b'anat Yerusham is the whole Parsha Rishayna, and therefore he says that you have to stay in the whole Parsha Rishayna. But we don't pass for like that. We pass the only thing b'anat Yerusham is the whole Rishayna, like Rav Meir. So therefore, you have to stand still for Parsha Rishayna. But what Taisha says, Desh Nikol Kaira, is based on what the Gemara said. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's what the reason the Rambam say not so. The reason the Rambam quotes the Gemara before, like Rabbi Halacha Parsha Kishin, the Kavanah Tzirus Amilus was too low. Halacha Kirabba the Basrahu. And then the Gemara says over here, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechon, you have to stand still for the Parsha Rishayna. Eye doesn't dry. If you only did Kavanah Tzirus Amilus for the Parsha Rishon, what do you have to stand still for the whole Parsha Rishayna? So the Rambam and the Riz have to explain it, so they say not like Taisus. They say not that this is a function of Kavanah. That when you're walking, you have less Kavanah, when you stand still, you have more Kavanah. They say, no, it shouldn't be a Kriya Aroi. It should be a Kriya Kavua, a more serious Kriya. The Kavanah you only need for prosecution, but the whole Parsha Rishayna should be not a Kriya Aroi. So you shouldn't be walking, not a function of. That's what the Rambam and the Riz say, because the Gemara doesn't say what Taisus said, the Chesed will cause depression. Since we talk like Rebbe, so we don't talk like Rabbi Yechonon about the standing still, so not standing still one place. That's what Taisus added on to the Gemara. The Rambam and the Riz just took the Gemara's last corner. As you said, you have to stand still, but he came up with a new idea, a Kriya Aroi.
That's
If he can't stand still, let's say he's in the army, the soldiers are moving, how can he get paid? So you're yachting when you're walking also. But it's a listener, I'm also not to do it. Manasseh also, yes. The person can't stand still, the officer engaged, and he has to stand up while he's talking, or while he's just... I really have to take my ass to standing still. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, if you have to walk, or if you have to sit, then you have no brain. You say walking with him. What if it's ice in the Shulchan Aruch, they say that Pirush Hamilas is necessary by Pasuk Rishon. They say the Pasuk Rishon and Goros Shem. Goros Shem is not the right. Yeah, but they say you have to have Kavod of Pirush Hamilas not only for Shema Yisrael, you have to have for Goros Shem also. Whatever it means, they quote the Zayar, the Balatani quote that the Shema Yisrael is Yehuda Yiloh. I don't know what the word means. Goros Shem is Yehuda Tatoh.
I don't know what it means.
But I guess it has a long drush to explain, I don't know what he's saying. It has a long drush to quote the Ma'am in front with a long Arichas bar, what it means. It's all Kabbalah. Whatever it means, the kid says that Baruch Shem has the same status as Ma'isa. Baruch Shem has the same status as Ma'isa. Yeah, that's the machlokes between Taisvitz on the one hand and the Ram and the Rif on the other. What should you say that in if you have to stand still? Taisvitz says, standing still as opposed to walking is a function of Kabbalah. So Allah Almighty, since we pass the only persecution, each Kabbalah only has to stand still persecution. And the Ram and the Rick hold otherwise, they know that it's a function of Kriya Kavua, as opposed to Kriya Rai. Let's just finish up with the Yitzhar Rabban, and Mark with the Bryce, Shema Yitzhar Shalom Kadesh HaMechal, Duri Kriya Shema Shalom Yudah HaNotis.
What do you mean? That's all he said?
Mark said, yes, he's in the middle of saying Shia. And you have to say Kriya Shema in his mind of Kriya Shema. So that's all he smuggled in the middle of the Shiva's that persecution. Why? So we have the Ramban. They have to mention the Ramban, right? And the Macham to Rosh Hashanah, because Rabbi don't know what the sheep is, and he passed it like that to Ramban, and that's all that they're writing. So the Ramban holds that which part of Kriya Shema needs man. Kriya Shema, only Kriya Shema they write. Kriya Shema the Rabbanon doesn't need man Krishna. So the rest of his man, the rest of the Kriya Shema can say later after the Shiva is all over. After all, the Talmidim went to work. These Talmidim daven at the... He started Shiva at 4 o'clock. And those are learned from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they dive in the 6 o'clock menu. Then the next group, they already dive in the 5 o'clock menu, whatever. And he was left on menu. Rabbi Yudha Nasi dive in the Yeshida. They all the company that went to work. But then later on, he said the rest is more discussed. He said the rest of Kriya Shema Yeshida. What did he gain by saying the rest of Kriya Shema Yeshida is Man Kriya Shema Yeshida? The Kriya Shema Deraita, he said it's Man. The Kriya Shema Derabana doesn't require Man Kriya Shema. That's how it seems in the Gemara. But if you didn't stop admiring with his mind, then it says you have to say over all the three fashions again. You have to make covers, so you shock us all to the same. The person has to say creation on the mind. Okay, maybe next week we'll have to learn about Disney more. What's the special status of the prophecy? And this week 7 in Parshas Vayishlach, we read the way Yaakov comes back after so many years. He ran away from Esau and he comes back there as he saw and he encounters Esau. So the Pasuk says that he sends him Matanis and he says from Mohammed and Sila and everything. He said everything and then finally when he meets him, so they start kissing and hugging each other. The Raji quotes in the Medrash, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, Halacha b'yadua, we all know, Shaitis, family Yaakov. What's going on? What is Vayishakeh? What is Esav kissing about? The Rashi says the kiss was also a fraud. The Rashi was a match. The kiss was a fraud. Yeah. So the Zelt discusses what kind of a lachin is that? Rav Shimon Yochai says, what is it? Halacha of Yodua, Shayes and Samir. What is it? Halacha? Halacha, you have to let Tum, you have to say Krishna, you have to Zabin. What's halacha? It's not paskining any shtar. So they say halacha means halicha so'ilam, the minigon, whatever. So why does he use the lachin halacha? So they quote in the name of Rav Menachem Zender. They have the Sefer Zer Avram, that Rav Menachem Zender printed the Chayo. Your Sameach son-in-law, Yosmech had one daughter, and she was married to a great Talmud Chacham, Avram Luchten, and he died without any children. So after that Avram died, so Rav Menachem Zender published this correspondence. He used to write in Divrei Torah with each other. He published this correspondence, that should be Bimkoim HaZer, that should be Zer Avram. So he dedicated that to Avram Luchten. So that he printed the Chayo. And another sefer, Rav Menachem Zender lost the son at the age of 18 to 17, lost the young son. So he printed his correspondence with his son. Most of it is what he wrote. And the son was masalful in what the father wrote. It's like a very short to this. He didn't die, he was killed by the Nazis. Yes, he was killed by the Nazis, so they collected different great prayers that he had, printed in different places, put it together, and as you saw. So they have there a maimah for Rav Menachem Zemba on this letter. So he points out that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who's speaking. Rav Shimon is the one who's Dorish time of the Kor. Rav Shimon holds that one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes to him is that you take a mitzvah in the Torah, and Isser, and it's the second mitzvah, says you take every single one of the entire mitzvah, and you, the Chachmei HaTorah, have a right to impute the Tam, to give a reason for the mitzvah, and to regulate the application of the din. That this mitzvah only applies when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. L'moshe, l'chleit, God say, you shouldn't eat pork because it's unhealthy, because of trichinosis, but it says on the package, doesn't mean anything. On the package of pork, that if you cook it to a certain degree, heat, so you'll kill all of the bacteria, no trichinosis. So Rav Shimon might say, if he would decide that that's the reason for the din, so he would be matzio to eat chazan mamish if you cook it to that heat. The mazel is that poor mazel is, the shlim mazel is that we don't pass like Rav Shimon. You could have been to the Jews, whatever it is, if you would have passed like Rav Shimon, it would have been an easier world to live in. Every one of the mitzvahs, you give a reason, like Rav Shimon says, but God will take it on not, you have to admit it to take it as a hashkin. So I'll go the dress of the almonis. So he says, why not? So he says, obviously, because the almonis never a poor old lady, so she needs a halvor, so you give her money and she gives you which dress is she going to wear. Give you her pajamas. And if she goes to sleep, she needs the pajamas back. So if you knock on the door, give her back her pajamas. He says, you have to give back. Then she's going to give you back a dress. So what's our fun about this? The man knocks on the door, stands outside, knocks on the door, gives her her pajamas, and then a minute later, they say, all the neighbors are going to see that he gives her her dress outside. So the people are going to start to be around and on that money. She's having an affair with this wealthy man. It looks so suspicious. So Shimon says, but what happens if Mrs. Gimbal is a rich almoner, and I loan her $5 million, she gives me a million dresses, as a mashkin. So he says, that's mutas. It's not what kind of a sakul beggar on money. We don't pass Mark of Shimon. We pass a beyaniya beyashira. But sakul beggar on money. The Torah doesn't give the reason why. Even though it makes sense, that's probably the reason. But the Torah doesn't say any reason, so the din applies even when the reason doesn't apply. So Rav Shimon, Rav Nachman Zemeth, Rav Shimon is the one that says, Rav Shimon, time in the Torah. When it comes to every single mitzvah in the Torah, he gives a reason for it, and he restricts the application of the mitzvah of the Isser, based on what the reason is. And when it comes over here, he says, is that halacha of the Yadua Sheikh of Sain Ali Agnon? Is that halacha for the Tav? That's what Rav Shimon says. There's no Tav. And he writes, what all the Rabbani says. I mean, he said in some countries they say they hate the Jews because they're communists. Another country hates the Jews because they're capitalists. Another country hates the Jews because they're too smart. Another country hates the Jews because they're too sick. Because they're stubborn. Another country they're too healthy. Another country they're this. Everything contradicts each other. The territories, that's not the reason why they hate. The halacha of the Yadua Sheikh of Sain Ali Agnon. The Rabbani says the Torah Har Sinai, the Gemara calls, the Torah says in Masech Tav, really it's called Har Chorei. It's only a nickname, Har Sinai, to Misham Yod Hashiva Lo'ema. That the Ummah Sarayman were offered the opportunity of accepting the Torah, and they turned it down. We don't want. And then when Bnei Yisrael accepted it, for the sake of Kazayrek, they realized, if we could do it, if we don't fully accept, we don't fully observe, but at least we try. We accepted, we said we're going to try not to finish, not so they could have done the same thing as we also. So they're embarrassed. So they have a guilty conscience when they look at Bnei Yisrael, so Zeh Halacha. So Misham Yardisin alone. The minute that Bnei Yisrael says to the Torah, the Ummah Sarayman feel a guilty, they have a guilty conscience, or they reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they pour out their hatred against Bnei Yisrael, they're belitza. It's not like Rav Shimon usually is Dorish Taimin Yisroa. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who says, Halacha B'Yodua, Zeh Halacha, like the Chachamim say Halacha, Zeh Halacha B'Yodua. Jesus said that we shouldn't try to give reasons and think that when we'll get rid of those reasons, then the anti-Semitism won't apply. That's what all of the rabbis did in their terms, that Rav Menachem Zemba writes, that in Europe, in different And in the later years, he was killed by the Nazis. So in the later years before, so many of these simulationists thought that it will change the Mabush and will dress like the Goyim and will act a little bit like the Goyim and go into business. But then maybe the Goyim will hate us and maybe we'll avoid all the anti-Semitism and say, isn't that going to help the halakha of the Yodel? That's why you said that. Okay.